The Electric Hour presents Nelson Eddy. It's that pleasant hour for light and power. Brought to you by 167 business-managed electric companies, with Robert Ambrose for the orchestra and chorus, ventriloquist Shirley Dimsdale and Judy Splinters, our guest Harold Hanson, tenor, your announcer Frank Graham, and starring Nelson Eddy.
An old sailor, an old time good sing, an old song,
down to Rio by the sea.
A young sailor, and each time will sing a new song,
flying down to Rio, come with me.
Where the lovely Brazilian ladies will catch your eye,
by
the light of a million stars in the evening sky. Fly, Rio, Rio by the sea, oh, flying down to Rio where there's rhythm and rhyme. Hey, fella, fella, oh, fella,
got to get to Rio and we've got to make time.
You'll love it, soaring high above it, looking down on Rio from a heaven of blue. Send the radio to Rio de Janeiro
with a big hello to all the noise. Stand by there, we'll find it.
Hey, Rio, everything will be okay. We're singing
and winging our way to you.
Thank you very much, and hello, everybody. That was Flying Down to Rio from the motion picture of the same name. This is Nelson Eddy with a word of welcome from all of us on the electric hour.
Nelson, no Gaelic greeting, no Erin Gobra?
Our salute to the Irish comes later, Frank, and so does our guest, Harold Hanson, who sings tenor the way I'd like to if I were a tenor.
Well, you do all right as a baritone, Nelson. Let's hear how you won Eleanor Powell in the motion picture Rosalie when you introduced the Cole Porter song In the Still of the Night.
Oh, will it dream come true. Oh, will this dream of mine fade out of sight like the moon growing dim on the rim of the hill in the
Today, I'm going to give a short dissertation on redheads, pigs, boomers, and jumpers.
Redheads? Pigs?
Yes, Nelson. Also, gym poles, old men with hammers, cleats, cat heads, kettles, Johnny balls, shoe flies, and snobble-gobbles.
Snobble-gobbles? What in the world?
All of these merry-dote terms are part of the everyday talk of the electric company line crews.
Oh, you mean those fellows that shinny up the pole?
The same. The boys who are always on the job in fair weather or foul, busy keeping your electricity in tip-top shape. It may surprise you to know how much human attention your electricity requires. The people behind the scenes work day and night on your behalf, from the line crews to the girls in the office to the management. Some struggle with safety belts and rubber gloves, others with typewriters, others with business administration, others with engineering research, constantly working to do a good job better. Their own experience is one of the chief reasons why, even in wartime, your home electric service is so dependable, plentiful, and cheap. Next time you hear an electric lineman talk about redheads, or skyhooks, or bug hunters, he's not just being picturesque. He's taking a shortcut to express what he means, to help his work, to give you the best experience service possible. Oh, incidentally, a redhead is a flexible wire with a metal clamp on each end.
And what's a snobble-gobble, Frank?
Well, Nelson, we'd better leave that to another time.
Sure, and its music bright as the morn in County Clare. Gay as the smile of a young colleen, and it flows along like the River Liffey. What is it you say? Faith is called the Donovan. No, it isn't played by McNamara's band. It's Robert McArmbruster and the McOrchestra. Thank you.
beautiful doll can only mean one thing. Ben Phillips with Shirley Dimmesdale and her little wooden companion, Judy Splinter.
You'd better tell them about the name, Judy.
That I will, Shirley. Uncle Frank, today is Judy O. Splinter.
Oh, O. Splinter, is it?
It is, on account of St. Patrick's Day. Judy O. Splinter, I got her.
Well, I'm glad to know you, Mr. Gara.
But not Mr. Gara. Miss O. Splinter.
Well, you just said O. Splinter's Begara.
I'm
sorry, Mr. Gara. Well, then why say it isn't Begara?
Because it's O. Splinter.
All right, it's O. Splinter.
That's it, Begara.
Who's on first?
What's his novel, Gobble? I guess you're not very Irish, Uncle Frank.
Well, I don't know now. There's a bit of the old sod in the Grahams.
Sure, and do you like the Shamrock?
That I do. It sort of glows on you.
Isn't that old sod?
Julie, we were talking about St. Patrick's Day.
So we were. The day when the Irishmen come up and ask you if you're Irish.
Yes, and what if you're not?
That's all, brother.
Yeah, but Judy, I don't see why you're wearing green today. St. Patrick's Day was yesterday.
Are you sure the Irish know that? Besides, Uncle Bob and the Sellers played a song about the Donovans.
Well, it was a choice between that and something tied in with an old Irish instrument.
Oh, a shillelagh. I love that song about the same old shillelagh.
Yeah, so do I. You aren't going to sing it, are you?
Why do you think I got it up?
Think you can swing it?
Oh, sure, and you got it.
The subject of my text today is how come? How come a Georgia boy talks different from an Alabama boy? How come a China boy talks different from a Turkey boy? How come in Paris, France, they says bonjour y'all instead of hi y'all like it ought to be? How come? Listen close while I sing Brother McJimsey's song about the Tower of Babel. Way back yonder in the Bible time, the people got tired of the daily grind. They lost good religion out of their mind, trying to find a short road to heaven. Trying to find a short road to heaven. They took on a fever of a discontent with everything here in the flaming man. They raised up their eyes to the elements, trying to find a short road to heaven. Trying to find a short road to heaven. Heaven, heaven. Heaven is a happy land, heaven. Heaven, heaven. Heaven is a happy land, heaven. The people all gathered in a swarming crowd. They built a high tower up through the clouds. Till they got so dizzy that they start to shout. Couldn't nobody tell you what they're shouting about. Their tongues got twisted when they tried to talk. Their legs start to quiver when they went to walk. And the Lord changed the speech of brother from brother till one talk one way and one talk another. Jabber, 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 jolly. Jabber, 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 cause the work wasn't holy. Jabber, 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 John. Everybody talking in a different tongue. With such a big noise up in the sky, they give up the tower to the by and by. And down to the ground they come in a run, with everybody talking in an unknown tongue. And right on down to this here day, some folks talk in a different way. And the cause of that was the pappy wasn't able to get up to heaven on the Tower of Babel. Habeas corpus, we must hear. Hut, tut, waltz, and us all a mere. Machachi, cucaracha, wiki, wacky, wong. Alibaba, have gold, ain't fully yawn. Jabba, jabba. jabber, cause the work wasn't holy. Jabber, jung. Everybody talking in a different tongue.
Babel, was no Babel. Babel.
Ah, Babel.
Now let that be a lesson to you, brother.
These days, there's no telling who you're going to meet in uniform, so I wasn't too surprised a couple of weeks ago when I bumped into an old singer friend of mine, Harold Hanson, wearing navy blues. Harold is returning to civilian life after 2.5 years in service and plans to resume his career on the light opera stage. We invited him over to the Electric Hour, and now he rounds out our tribute to St. Patrick's Day with the Irish ballad, In the Garden Where the Praties Grow. By the way, Harold, what are praties?
Just potatoes, Nelson. Irish potatoes.
Okay, Harold. Start digging.
Have you ever been in lovely boys, or have you felt the pain? I'd sooner be in jail myself than be in love again. For the girl I loved was beautiful, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature boys that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without the Grecian bend. Now did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. Says I, me pretty Kathleen, I'm tired of single life, and if you've no objection, sure I'll make you my sweet wife. She answered me right modestly and curtsied very low. Oh, you're welcome to the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature boys that nature did intend to walk right through the wormy boys without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, might have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. Says I, me pretty Kathleen, I hope that you'll agree. She wasn't like your city girls who say you're making free. Says she, I left me parents and tomorrow I let you know. If you meet me in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature by that nature did intend to walk right through the world in eyes without the Grecian bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, might have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow. The parents, they consented and were blessed with children three. Two boys just like their mother and the girly image of me. And now we're going to train them up the way they ought to go. For to dig in the garden where the praties grow. She was just the sort of creature by that nature did intend to walk right through the world, me boys, without suspicion bend. Nor did she wear a chignon, I'd have you all to know. And I met her in the garden where the praties grow.
Very good, civilian Harold Hanson, and beautifully sung. Tell me, how'd you keep your voice in such good trim while you were in the Navy?
By singing, Nelson. I had plenty of opportunity, especially at Midway.
With all that shooting going on?
Well, after it died down, I also sang for the Armed Forces radio station.
Any competition from Tokyo Rose?
Plenty. The men laughed at her propaganda, but they liked her music.
Well, what did she have that you didn't have?
Nelson Eddy, Bing Crosby, and lots of others. She plays American records.
Well, anyway, it's not too big a jump from an Armed Forces radio station to a CBS studio, Harold.
No, it isn't, Nelson. And this is just like old times when we sang together on the Hoffman Hour.
Ah, the old Hoffman Hour. What a radio show that was. Chock full of talent.
Yeah. Remember the men in the orchestra? Ben Goodman, the Dorsey brothers?
Mm-hmm. Harry Glant, Oscar LaVance.
And look where they are today, all famous musicians.
Yeah, and look at us, still a couple of singers. Ah, but those were the good old days, the golden days.
Golden days. That was one of the first songs we sang on that program.
And one of the best. That's why we're going to sing it again today. How about an introduction, Frank?
From Sigmund Romberg's student prince, Harold Hanson and Nelson Eddy sing Golden Days.
Golden Days.
echoes are ringing with their song. Golden days in the sunshine of a happy youth.
Golden days full of innocence and full of truth.
In our hearts we remember them all else above.
Golden days, days of youth and love.
How we laugh with a gaiety that had no sting.
Looking back to memory.
Great scientist Dr. Steinmetz once said, the electric way is always the cheapest way. And it's true that electricity is one of the cheapest forms of energy ever developed by man. With it, you live better and it costs you less. And if you're the average household user, you're getting about twice as much electricity for your money as you were getting 15 years ago. Even more remarkable, the price of your electricity has been kept down to the floor, even in wartime, when most prices tend to soar. In the electric business, a penny still costs big. One reason for this all-time bargain is the increased usage of electricity. But even more, it's been the enterprise, research, and sound management of American electric companies, large and small, just like those that sponsor this program. Ah, here's the sound of gypsy music. So let us picture the flames of the campfire leaping and twisting, and wild violins weaving a spell of gay abandon. Romany folk live only for the moment and surrender to the mood of play gypsies, dance gypsies.
One and all I say,
Just a moment. Among your hosts for the Electric Hour in the New York area are the Long Island Lighting Company, Staten Island Edison Company, and the New Jersey Power and Light Company. We join with 167 other business-managed, tax-paying, self-supporting electric companies to bring you these friendly talks about the electric business and what business enterprise can do to build an even greater America. By the way, don't waste electricity just because it's cheap. Now, back to Nelson Eddy.
Nelson Eddy again. Our thanks to Harold Hanson for being with us this afternoon. Next week, Robert Armbruster, the orchestra and chorus, Frank Graham, and I will meet you once again on the Electric Hour. Florence George Soprano will be our guest. Until next Sunday, then, may happiness light your home and more power to you.
The Electric Hour comes to you from Hollywood and is transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.